Hello again. So you fought yourself up to the task. A strong man to control me. Let's see. I assume I move around a bit too much, a bit too quickly for you. You would need a way to stop me from doing that, wouldn't you? However, could that be achieved? Oh, you've spotted the rope. But whatever could you do with it? Hands behind my back, you see. But it couldn't be that easy. What if I resisted? Ah, you've threatened to punish me even more then. Splendid. I guess in that case, I have no choice but to let you tie me up, do I? Yes. That could be a bit tighter. Remember, I'm a witch. I don't break easily. You can be rough with me. You can be harsh with me. And I want you to be. Yes, better. I see you're no expert at tying me up yet. But that's okay. You will be able to learn. No mountain came out of nowhere. That's how it goes. As long as you eventually end up completely and utterly owning me, I will be content. My arms are tied up well enough for me now. But what about my legs? I could still run across the wind and the clouds, far away, never to be caught again. No, what are you doing? Don't get on your knees to bind my legs. You're the master, the mountain. I am your submissive pet. The wind meekly clashing against you. Bring me down a set like... Oh, there you go. You're learning quickly. Soon the time of me having to say it at all will be gone, huh? Oh no, now my legs are tied up as well. I'm all helpless now. What will you do to me? Oh, spanking. I deserve that. I just told you a bunch of what to do, which is so inappropriate coming from an inferior. How bratty of me. Yes, I certainly deserve to be punished. And how much more severely you will punish me in the future. How you will bind me and control me and just make me yours in whatever way you like. You will fuck me when you want me, and use me when you want, and you will... Yes, Master. You're right. I'm talking too much. I guess you need to silence me. My panties under my skirt, but the rope is in the way. Just tearing them apart. How wise